AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, good Friday to you.
April 18th edition here. Partly to mostly cloudy thing going on here, and 37 degrees. Always good Friday when Brianna Koval makes an appearance here, which she does most every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Absolutely.
And it was great having you in here Wednesday talking recycling. But on Fridays, you kind of put on your emergency management hat.
Yes.
You wear a lot of hats.
Figuratively, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna get to this because we got to talk about it's still kind of dry. I mean, people go out and it's like, okay, well, it's been kind of raining and it's melted. So, you know, there's water pooling, but still kind of dry.
But, yeah, we didn't have a ton of snow over the winter. We were kind of dry in the fall. Things just are dry still. And if you pay attention to where the fire trucks are going, they're running out to little tiny wildfires throughout the county. It seems on the regular at this point because we are dry and it's been windy. So if you are choosing to have a little bonfire over the Easter holiday, which a lot of people do, make sure that that is contained. Right now, we do have burning restrictions from the DNR. So, you know, open burning and that kind of stuff is prohibited. We're in a high fire danger. It's still kind of breezy-ish. And until we get some significant moisture, we're going to continue to have these burn issues.
Okay.
So make sure that you are burning responsibly if you're going to have a little campfire to celebrate the holiday weekend, which is totally fine. But make sure it's contained. Make sure you have a water source to put that out if for some reason an ember comes out of whatever containment you're using. And catches into the grass. So just make sure you're being responsible and then monitoring those fires so you're not, you know, don't leave it unattended.
Right.
Like, that's when we have problems. You're going to leave it unattended. You have something fly out of it. It hits some dry debris in the grass and suddenly it spreads quickly because everything is dry. So just be responsible.
Do you know, are there any like restrictions or any kind of specifics to burn pits? Do they have to be a certain size or dug down a certain depth? I mean, I'm sure there's something to that to make them extra safe.
You know, I'm not going to be an expert on that. that's why I refer to it as containers.
Container, right.
So you have a metal fire pit that you purchased from, you know, Home Depot or Menards or something like that. Or you have a barrel or something like that, something that's going to contain it.
Okay.
If you're looking for true information on how you can burn.
Yeah,
and
you
what
Google
you can
that.
Burn.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm
look
sure.
Look to the DNR
somewhere.
Website. Yeah. All of that information is on the Minnesota DNR website, and it's going to tell you what the burning restrictions are, what counties are in effect. We're not into that point where it says no campfires because we've been in that position before.
Oh, it's horrible.
Exactly. It's absolutely terrible. And usually that'll happen, you know, July, August, if we haven't had rain for weeks and weeks and weeks. We're not in that position right now. We're just dry, so you need to be responsible about it. So just keep that in mind.
Common sense, exactly.
If that's something that you're going to do over the weekend just to celebrate with your family, that's great, but be responsible.
Let's switch gears and talk about archery, because I'm excited for you.
Yes,
you had a good thing going here. I think you're on to something. Tell us about this.
Yes, so we had an Easter basket auction on Facebook earlier this week. It just ran for 12 hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We had, I believe, 21 items on there. We made over $500.
I love that.
I know.
Love hearing that.
So great. So it's really just a drop in the bucket when it comes to, you know, the total cost of that trip for those kids to go to Nationals, because it's about $18,000 for everybody to make that trip to Louisville. But $500, I mean, as Heather said, it pays for the driver's hotel room. So
anything above zero is
exactly,
a good number. Yeah,
like a little bit helps a lot. So we were really, really excited about that.
You should be.
I think we're going to repeat that again in the future. It was just a really fun activity for us to do.
And
it worked out really well.
Doing good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, and Nationals was kind of touch and go as of yesterday. All of us received a notice that there weren't enough flight times for all of the archers. But we got a notice this morning that Heather was able to secure everything.
So it all works out.
And everybody can start packing their bags.
Can I talk about Boy Scout Troop 346 and what they got coming up? Because this is another great idea.
Yes.
The Celebrate Mom Early thing. What's this about?
Yes. So on May 4th, we are having a pancake feed in honor of all the moms at the community center. That starts at, I don't have the flyer in front of me, but you do. It starts at 8 a.m., right?
Correct. 8 a.m. till 12:30.
Exactly. So bring mom, bring grandma, bring your aunts, whoever it is that you want to honor. And it's a free will offering pancake feed. We'll have cookie decorating and a card making station. It'll just be a fun little event to do that weekend before Mother's Day. Everybody gets so busy on Mother's Day.
Right.
Because you're trying to do so many things. So just take a moment that week before and
What a great kickoff for mom for
absolutely.
That week. Is this the first time you guys have done this?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, again, I think you're on to a great thing. And I love the fact that it's not just pancakes. You can make cards and you can decorate cookies and you can do everything besides.
Exactly. So it's breakfast and an activity.
Right.
So moms, bring your kids out and we'll occupy their time for just a little bit.
Did you think of this? Was this your idea?
I did not.
Okay.
No, this was Christina Badgley. So I think it'll go really well. I'm really excited about it.
And I think you're onto something with this archery thing. See, it's just a season of great ideas.
You know what? That's what happens in the spring. Everything blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even
That's
the
true.
Ideas.
I love that. Yeah, I like that. Good stuff. Rhianna Koval, great having you in here. Hey, happy Easter to you.
Yes, happy Easter to you.
And
enjoy all those peeps.
Oh, by the way, I found this in my morning prep service. I don't know. A hot dog place. I think it's somewhere in Massachusetts.
This sounds terrible.
It's going to be. Hang on. They're selling hot dogs with five peeps on the bottom and five peeps on the top. So in place of the bun, you get a Peeps kind of like bun thing.
Nobody asked for that. Why would they do that?
It's going viral. I mean, this guy started it as a joke, of course, how all this gets going.
Of course.
And a radio guy who admits, like I do, that they really don't like Peeps said, I'm going to give this a try, went in and had one made for him. And he said it was absolutely delicious.
I don't believe that.
I don't either. I can't believe that anything made with those would be really delicious. And then he said he put mustard on it, too. So connect those dots and
see if you still have an appetite.
I'm not
sure about that whole thing, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
did you try those Dr. Pepper Peeps?
No, I'm not touching those Peeps. Number one, I don't think I could. And I don't think my constitution would permit it.
Okay.
I really don't. And you know those things don't decompose. So they're going to sit there a while in my office, and every time I look at it, I think Brianna brought me those.
You know, a friend of ours at the lake likes to toss those into the bonfire because the different colored sugars will sometimes change the color of the flame.
Okay.
And yeah, that's, in my mind, that's also the only good purpose for it.
And by the way, they make Mountain Dew flavored Peeps now, too. I did look into that. So not just the Dr. Pepper ones that you brought me, but Mountain Dew Peeps as well.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, the madness.
Let me put my shoes on. I'll run to the store right now.
No, don't you dare. The madness never ends. Brianna, happy Easter.
You as well. Thank you.
We'll see you next Wednesday when you come in and talk recycling. It's 9:15, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.